إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم May Almighty Allah reward our imams who led us in Salatul Taraweeh for their beautiful rendition. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them from Ahlul Qur'an, whom Ahlullahi wa khasatu. What we wish to share with you very briefly, as we recited the 20th juz of the Qur'an and Suratul Qasas, Almighty Allah makes mention of Qarun, an incident that's quite famous. We are all aware of it. We wish to share with you a few reflections. In order to understand these reflections, we need to understand Qur'an. It's a book that has made mention of historic facts, yet it's not a book of history. It's a book of ibrah, to take lesson and to reflect. Qur'an al-Kareem is a living book. Scholars of Islam state that a person's relationship with Qur'an should be such that it serves as a mirror for a person, where you can see yourself and you can reflect on your direction. Nations can analyze their destinies when they study Qur'an. Individuals can check the direction of their life. Almighty Allah in Qur'an makes mention of Fir'aun and Qarun. This is to highlight two dangerous spiritual illnesses. One is intoxication for the love of power. Fir'aun was a personification of that. And Qarun was intoxicated with the love of wealth. Qur'an offers us this guidance. It's a timeless book. It's relevant today. It is as relevant today as it was 1400 years ago. It has guidelines for us, guidance for us, living examples for us. So Qarun and Fir'aun is to show you that till the day of Qiyamah, there will be Qaruns and there will be Fir'auns in the world. There will be some that will be intoxicated by the love of power, and others will be intoxicated by the love of wealth. When Almighty Allah explains the incident of Qarun, so much of treasures that it took a group of very strong men to merely hold the keys of his treasures. It was difficult for them to even carry the keys of his treasures. Imagine how wealthy he was. Quran also says, "Kana min qawmi Musa." He was from the same nation of Musa alayhi salam. According to some commentators, he was the cousin of Musa alayhi salam. Almighty Allah only mentions those aspects in an incident in Quran which is extremely relevant. All unimportant facts are left out. There is nothing that's got to do with guidance and reflection. Why did Allah mention he was part of the family of Musa alayhi salam? Maybe he was his cousin, to show that the system of Allah is universal. It does not favor anyone above anyone. It can be the son of a Nabi, the father of a Nabi, the wife of a Nabi, the uncle of a Nabi, or the cousin of a Nabi. Whichever family and tribe you belong to, the system of Allah is universal. There is no favoring in the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of the laws of Almighty Allah and the decree of Almighty Allah and the consequences when a person does wrong, no matter who you are. So, when Qarun decided to exhibit his wealth, فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ. So, he decided to exhibit his wealth, and in all his pomp and glory, he comes out. Then you have two groups of people that were there. Quran speaks about this, that when they saw his wealth, there were two groups of people. This is to show that till the day of Qiyamah, there will be these two groups of people. We need to make a choice which group we want to belong to. So the one group was, Ya layta lana mithla ma utiya Qarun. If only we could also get what Qarun has, his treasures, His wealth, His richness. If only we could get that. So that's one group of people in the world that will look at the super affluent and the wealthy, and they will look at them with the eyes of greed, and their desire would be if only we can also get what they have. And then there's a second group, and they said, وَيْكَ أَنَّ اللَّهِ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. They looked at him and his wealth and his pomp and his glory and his richness, and they said, there's something that's greater than that wealth, and that's the thawab of Allah, to be connected with Allah and the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah wants to teach us that you must be part of this second group, where it will happen. And the glitter and glamour of this world will reveal itself to you from time to time. Which group are you and me going to belong to, is what Quran is inviting us to in this incident. Qarun was given advice. وَبْتَغِي He was given advice. وَبْتَغِي فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. We won't go into all those details. But he was given advice that you have certain responsibilities and duties. Don't be so intoxicated that you forget your responsibilities and duties. His response was, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. Why should I give dues like zakat? Why should I listen to any prophetic teaching and religious doctrine when whatever I have achieved is by virtue of my own expertise, my own knowledge, my own know-how? So whatever I have achieved, it's mine, it's my experience, my business acumen, my professionalism and my expertise. Scholars of Islam state that this is one of the most dangerous statements a person can make. And therefore, every morning, those of us that own businesses, when you go into your business, if you are a professional, if Allah has granted you some skill, whenever we leave our homes every morning, never attribute whether it's a very successful, prosperous business or some rare skill that Allah has blessed you with in profession, never attribute it to yourself, attribute it to Allah. Therefore, in the Quran, many places when Allah speaks about rizq, the word fadlullah is used. It's a grace of Allah. And a poet sums it up in Arabic and he says, لو كانت الأرزاق تجري على الهجا لهلكنا من جهلهن البهائم. If sustenance was based on intellect and intelligence, by now the entire animal kingdom would have perished due to ignorance. So it's the favor of Allah. Rizq is the favor of Allah. And whatever we have is the favor of Allah. In Surah Kahf, the same example is given. That walawla idh dakhalta jannataka qulta ma sha'a Allahu la quwwata illa billah. It's not my expertise. It's not my experience. It's not my acumen and professionalism. It's the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah is, whatever we have is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are a few very, very important reflections from the incident of Qarun. It's a living example and it's a living parable, and it's a relevant daily challenge that we'll all be faced with. That on the one hand there'll be materialism, on the other hand there'll be spirituality. We need to make the choice. We'll have to make the choice for ourselves, for our families, for our kids. So the first group was these short-sighted people who said, if only we could get what Qarun got. It's a very short-sighted vision and a short-sighted approach to life. And that's for those who feel that the worldly life is the be-all and end-all of everything. But those who were very far-sighted and who had deep insight and vision, so they realized that this world is not the real world. It's very temporary and it's very deceptive in nature in the light of Quran. And Quran introduces us to the real life. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. If you want to know which is the real life, it's the life of Akhirat. So whilst it's a necessity of life and an injunction of our Sharia to earn a living, where we are not a burden on the next person, to support ourselves and our families, but that should not become the object and purpose of our life. We have a higher object and purpose, like somebody said it beautifully in the Urdu language, ke baaz log rizq ki chakkar mein razzaq ko bhool jate hain. In the passion for acquiring sustenance, rizq, we forget razzaq. Hence, Almighty Allah gives us two things to align ourselves all the time. One is on a daily basis, 5 times daily salah is an amazing alignment from the side of Allah, that whilst you are busy with your mundane activities of life, separate 5 times a day for a minimum of 5 to 10 minutes to understand that you have a higher object and purpose in life. And come out of that environment and come into the environment of خَيْرُ بِقَاعِ الْأَرْضِ and أَحَبُّ الْأَرْضِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, that the most beloved piece of earth in the sight of Allah are these masajid. And every masjid is linked to Baytullah, to Ka'batullah. And the wisdom is, by coming to the masjid, we have to perform salah following a particular direction. It's to teach me and you that our hearts also needs a qibla. And how my heart can come onto the correct qibla in direction. So that's the one thing Allah gives us 5 times a day. You may be very busy, important business meeting, and comes Salatul Asr. And then you'll sacrifice it. And then you'll get the reward of Man Salla Al Bardain Dakhal Al Jannah, the one who performed Fajr and Asr will get Jannah. And you may be very tired in an early summer morning, or feeling very cold in a winter morning, and you sacrifice your desire and your sleep and your comfort for the sake of Allah, and you take the courage and come to the masjid and perform Salatul Fajr, فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ, insurance, security from Allah for that entire day. And the second thing Allah gives us to realign ourselves on a yearly basis is the month of Ramadan. And Almighty Allah has made this system that we will refrain from food and drink to give us a spiritual boost. Listen to Quran at night. They call it takhliya and tahliya, to further adorn the hearts, where we will listen to Quran at night to give us that spiritual boost to align ourselves. Where there's a divine system from Allah, where even the shayateen are bound, so that my servants can get a good dosage of spirituality. And that's how we should lead our lives, where there's a balance between our necessities of life, at the same time not forgetting our object and purpose of life, which is manifest in this very great dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on which we will end. Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu used to say, there was never a time that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua and he never included this dua in it. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Many times when people would request Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu for duas, he would give them this dua: Allah, give us the good of dunya also. Our deen is a very balanced religion. And give us the good of akhirat. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, save us from the torment and punishment of the fire, to show a person, don't become intoxicated. There's a higher objective. There's a higher purpose. There's a higher aim. There's a higher goal. If you have fulfilled your ambition in terms of your profession, your skill, your business, you haven't reached. There's something beyond that that you need to make an effort towards. So may Almighty Allah grant us the divine ability that we take lesson from Quran and the lessons of Quran. And may Allah save us from these two disastrous spiritual illnesses. Intoxication for power and intoxication for wealth. Both are disastrous. Fir'aun was drowned. Qarun فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ He was sunk into the ground. They wanted highness. Allah made them the lowest of the low. Then in that same incident the ayat comes, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا Akhirat, and the favors and bounties of akhirat are for those who are humble. And for those who don't want, for those who understand the object and purpose, it is said about Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah when he was about to pass away. He was actually traveling in a place called Ma'arratun Nu'man in today's Syria. His wife was there, Raja bin Haywa was very close to him. When he was about to pass away, he asked them to leave the room. Both his wife and Raja bin Haywa stood at the door to see what's happening. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah firstly said, Marhaban bil wujuh. He says, I welcome such faces that are not the faces of human beings and jinn. He already saw the malaika coming. And then they say, they were observing him. They said the last verse of the Quran which he read before he passed away was this ayat here, Tilka darul akhirah. Naj'aluha lilladheena la yuriduna uluwan fil ardi wala fasada. Intoxication of wealth and power creates fasad in dunya. It creates havoc and chaos. May Almighty Allah grant us the tawfiq to benefit and appreciate the reflections from Quran. In one verse and one incident of Quran, it's a depthless ocean that we can benefit from. May Allah grant us the ability that the remaining days of the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us the strength and the health and the tawfiq that we utilize it and we take full advantage and we increase in our a'mal and we spend it in a manner pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu. ولك الملك كله وبيدك الخير كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي لا نرجع إليها أبدا اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك اللهم من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان اللهم اعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وأولادنا وأساتذتنا ومشائخنا ولمن له حق علينا من النيران اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ومن عذاب القبر ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن المأثم والمغرم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان وصلى الله على النبي الكريم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين